Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Right now, though, at 7 minutes past 10, we're back with Simon Marks in Washington on Inauguration Day, where the newly sworn-in President of America, Donald Trump, is parading from the Capitol to the White House. Hi, Simon. What's happening right now?
Well, Lynn, let me take you live to the parade route. Donald Trump is slowly making his way down Pennsylvania Avenue towards the White House. You can hear some of the sound of the parade behind me. We'll take a little bit of sound up and see if we can make anything out. Bands are beginning to make their way down Pennsylvania Avenue. Donald Trump in the presidential limousine, moving at a funereal pace, it has to be said, by tradition. That's the way these parades go. Crowds of supporters lining the streets. I'm bound to say nothing like the 900,000 people that Republicans have claimed were here to celebrate Donald Trump's inauguration. As I look at these live pictures coming into our newsroom here from the parade route, you can see people four, five, six deep in places, but this is definitely a contained crowd and not a crowd that I think is giving security officials very much panic trying to deal with given its size. We may see Donald Trump stop that limousine and get out and wave to the crowds while we're on air. If we do, I'll take you back live to the parade route. But first of all, let's go back to the speech that he made, the inaugural address up on Capitol Hill a short while ago. It sounded many of the cadences of the populist speeches that he used to make on the campaign trail, and he's now making, of course, as president, talking about ways in which the establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of the country. He insisted that this was not just his day, but your day, he said to his supporters, your celebration, your country. And he sounded, at times, a somewhat isolationist note. Take a listen.
We will follow two simple rules. Buy American and hire American. We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first.
So he's talking in terms there of America first, this concept that he has been arguing in favor of on the campaign trail and will now argue in favor of as president. He said that this was the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women will be forgotten no longer. Here's a little bit more of his speech.
We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining but never doing anything about it. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
Worth making the point that as he was articulating those viewpoints about empty talk and do-nothing politicians, the entire political elite was sitting there alongside him, including, of course, the woman that he defeated in last November's election, Hillary Clinton, but also President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, the former presidents of the United States, with the exception of President George H.W. Bush, who is in hospital fighting pneumonia down in Texas. So Donald Trump gave no quarter as he made that speech, and protesters who do not recognize him as president, at least insist that he is not acting in their name, they are giving no quarter in the center of Washington as well. They've been trying to get to the parade route. They have been contained by police, but my colleague Daniel Wrenches found himself observing as the police moved in to try and keep those protests contained.
Thousands of protesters now taking over some of the city's main thoroughfares, including where I am now, K Street, the symbol of the U.S. lobbying industry in Washington, D.C. Fires have been set, rocks have been thrown at police, and frankly, the authorities have now lost control of some areas of this city, with several trash cans now being burnt in the middle of the street and the police powerless to do anything about it.
At least 100 people have been arrested in the centre of Washington. Those protests continue, but they have not made their way to the parade route. And President Trump, as we must call him now, we're 4 hours and 11 minutes into his presidency, is heading to his brand new office, which, of course, is Oval.
When I was looking at the images of the start of the parade, Simon, as President Trump and First Lady Ivanka Trump walked down the steps, I thought she seemed very Jackie Kennedy-like in her styling, in her fashion, the way she carried herself, the way her hair was. It was an interesting moment,
which is,
actually.
Yes, and she's actually dressed a little bit Jackie Kennedy style. Melania Trump, this is the new First Lady of the United States. There are definite echoes of Jackie Kennedy's style and sense of dress. I'm bound to say I'm no global fashion expert, but if you take
like
a look
statement,
at,
though, it
if you take a
way.
Look at social media, and there's lots of people comparing pictures of Melania Trump today and Jackie Kennedy back in the day. She is clearly going to take some time, I think, getting comfortable in this role as America's First Lady. There was some, I think, rather unfortunate criticism being lodged at her last night. They went to Arlington National Cemetery, Donald Trump and Melania Trump, and she kept her sunglasses on during the changing of the guard there. And there were some rather catty comments on social media being aimed in her direction for her decision to do that. Look, she's absolutely in the league lights of publicity now. She is, of course, a former fashion model. She has spoken about the role that she wants to play at the White House, particularly focusing on education and learning disabilities, and also focusing on trying to keep everything online clean. Let me take you back to the parade ground, because I can see the cars stopping. And I think Donald Trump may be about to get out of his limo and go walk about. Let's just see if that can take some of that sound. Trump waving, giving the thumbs up, applauding from time to time as he and Melania Trump now walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. We'll see how long they choose to walk before they get back into their limousine to complete their journey to the White House. They're fairly close to the new Trump International Hotel, which of course opened here not that long ago. Donald Trump paid a visit to it earlier this week. That proved somewhat controversial, with those people who say he's got to find a way of completely separating himself from his businesses, and he hasn't managed to do that in a way that avoids conflict of interest allegations potentially stacking up. But all that is for the future. This is the tableau of a new president and a new first lady and a new first family walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. Donald Trump giving a victory salute there, smiling broadly and clearly soaking up the atmosphere of a day that, if we're honest and we go back even a year, he and Melania Trump could surely never have anticipated spending this day this way.
Thank you so much, Simon Marks, live reporting on today's inauguration of President Donald Trump.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.